Earth and Sky.
Oceanographer Eddie Bernard said progress has been made in understanding tsunamis since the one that struck Southeast Asia in 2004. But he said the science of predicting earthquakes, the disturbance that causes 90% of tsunamis, is still unreliable.
It's easy for seismologists to say that an earthquake could occur in the next day or 200 years. But that's not real useful in planning a society.
He offered a way to think of the relationship between an earthquake and a tsunami.
If you think of throwing a rock in a pond, that's a sudden impact on the surface, and then you see waves radiate out from it.
He said the same thing can happen on a planetary scale. An earthquake in the ocean, like a rock in a pond, can create large waves that amplify when they hit the shore. Bernard explained the problem for people who live along coastlines.
No one can tell them exactly when it's going to happen. It'll be abrupt, it'll be sudden. But if you can interpret the physical signatures of a tsunami, you can save your life.
He said to look for three signs. If you feel the earth shake, see the water withdraw from the coast, or hear a loud roar from the ocean, get off the beach. Run inland, preferably uphill. For today, that's our show. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.